Hi, it's Les Kirkendall from A Lifetime of Hallmark, the place where we talk about our little friend Hallmark and her trampy older sister, the Lifetime Channel. And the reason I'm talking to you right now is, as you know, it's Christmas season, and both the Hallmark Channel and Lifetime have their Christmas movies coming out. But I gotta tell you, I had no idea when I started this podcast that there would be so many Christmas movies. I mean, Christmas movies are just flying out everywhere. I swear to God, there's like one a day. And so because of this, there are going to be times when I'm going to watch a movie just because I will be sitting home, minding my own business, flipping through channels, and I'll see a Christmas movie start. There are going to be times when I happen on a Christmas movie and I don't have time to get a hold of my co-hosts, Kurt Fitzpatrick and Jason Bowers. So what I decided to do was, if ever I'm flipping the channels and see a movie and it's a last minute thing, I've decided to go ahead and report on it myself. So these little episodes are actually bonus episodes, or as I'm calling them, the Secret Santa episodes. So if you ever see a Secret Santa episode, that means it's going to be me, solo. So here we go. I was sitting on my couch the other day, flipping channels, minding my own business, and I happened on this movie on the Lifetime channel called My Christmas Inn. Now, this movie is starring Tia Mowry. You probably know Tia from the 90s when Tia and her twin sister, Tamara, were the stars of this little TV show called Sister Sister, where they played twins. So, Tia is on the Lifetime channel now. So basically, we start out and we're at an ad agency presentation. And Tia, or as we find out, Jen is giving this pitch, and it's about cocoa. And she does a great job. Her boss loves it. And, you know, she talks to her boss, and through this conversation, we find out that Jen hates Christmas. Surprise, surprise. It's a Lifetime or Hallmark movie. Of course she hates Christmas. So we then see Jen's assistant tell her that it looks so. Her assistant comes in to kind of clean up her desk a little bit. And when she picks up a coffee cup, we see like little doodles on the coffee cup. And so it turns out that Jen likes to doodle. And her assistant told her that her doodles were really good. So then Jen's bitchy coworker, Karen, walks up and throws major, major shade to Jen. She gets wind. They're promoting someone, and Karen basically comes to throw shade at Jen so Jen would think she has no chance at this job. So the scene goes on. We see that Jen is very busy. Jen loves to work. She's a workaholic, and she's proud of it. And it's just work. And so Jen's friend wants to set her up with a guy, but Jen says, oh no, you can't set me up because I'm too busy. I love work. And she says that one day she's going to meet the right guy who's going to understand that work is very important to her. So all of a sudden, Jen gets a phone call. And when Jen picks up the phone, guess who her mom is? Yes, Jack Hay. Jack Hay from 227 actually played Tia Mowry's mom on Sister Sister. So this was like a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then we see Jen's dad. And Jen's dad was played by Tim Reed, who played her father on Sister, Sister. So I liked that Jacquet and Tim were making cameo appearances and supporting their friend Tia. But they're in Tahiti, they're drinking out of pineapples. And they're telling her, Jen, you should have more fun. And we find out that Jen's aunt died, and Jen's aunt left or something. So her dad is saying that Aunt Helen left him an elephant in Kenya. And so he then tells Jen, you know what, Jen, you need to have a little more fun in your life. Don't wait until you're old like us to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life now. So Jen is back at work and she calls her aunt's office to find out what she was left in the will. And we find out that Jen's aunt left her an inn in Alaska. Now, did I fail to mention that Jen is black? So it struck me funny. Okay, a black girl in Alaska, in an inn in the middle of Alaska. Oh, how's this one gonna work? So Jen has to go up. She has to claim the property by the end of the year or she's gonna lose it. And so Jen talks to her boss, and her boss says, you should go, Jen. You know what? You are always just working, working, working. You never take vacations, so go for it. And then Shady Karen is behind the boss saying, oh yeah, Jen, you should go. So Jen says, okay, I'm gonna go, but I'm gonna go take care of this inn stuff. But don't worry, I will be back by Christmas. So Jen goes to Alaska, and when she gets to Alaska, she's met by this very hunky guy. He meets her at the airport. He is cute, right? And so when she shows up, he says he thought that she was actually going to be like an old lady, but she was not. And because of this, Jen instantly hates him. Now we find out Brian, which is his name, is an attorney. But since this is a small town in Alaska, he is the town attorney, but he also makes sleighs as well. Well, like we said, this is the Lifetime Channel after all. So he's a sleigh-making attorney. He and Brian and Jen are getting to know each other, and he's kind of hating her, she's hating on him. They're chatting, and Brian starts giving Jen shit because he says, you know what, you were working all this time and you should have been spending more time up here in Alaska with Aunt Helen. And he's very judgy. He is judging the shit out of her. Judge, judge, judge. So he says to her, you know what? The inn is very important to this town, and I hope you don't sell it to the highest bidder, right? But she's judging him back because she's like, a lawyer who makes sleighs? Who the hell does that? So it's a car ride, car ride, car ride, judge, 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 judge. And then Jen gets to the inn. We find out at the inn that the heat doesn't work, right? So Jen finds some logs. She lights a fire in the fireplace. And we then see Brian walk into a coffee house, a coffee house that is owned by his mother, right? And his mother is played by Erin Gray. You may remember her from that TV show in the 70s, Buck Rogers. So she plays his mom. We find out that she owns this. Oh, actually, it's a restaurant, right? It's a restaurant, not a coffee house. It's a restaurant called Molly's, and his mother's Molly. So we're at Molly's. Then Jen shows up. She almost burns the place down, right? So she shows up at Molly's. She's wearing a blanket. She meets Molly, who's Brian's mom, and then Brian's sister and brother-in-law work there as well. And Jen is looking around the restaurant, and she sees all these really cool paintings. And it turns out Aunt Helen painted these paintings before she died. By the way, we never find out how Aunt Helen died. We just know dead as a doornail. So Jenna, we find out Jenna has a conversation. We find out Jenna loves to draw, but she doesn't have any time because she's working. So we find out the town is called Chestnut Hill, Chestnut Hill, Alaska. And so Brian goes to the house, he fixes everything, prevents the house from burning down. Then Jenna later goes back to the house, she goes up to the attic, she finds Aunt Helen's stuff, and she finds Aunt Helen's diary and starts reading it. We find out Aunt Helen loved living in Alaska. Aunt Helen had a boyfriend who actually, he had a boyfriend named Eddie, and there was a picture of Eddie. So we find out Eddie was basically the only other black person in the town. And so the next day, Jenna goes to Molly's, right? And Jenna meets up with, they're all, you know, everyone's sitting around Molly's eating their breakfast, gossiping. And Jen meets the nosy mailman, who's actually kind of cute. So they're talking about the festival, and we find out what the festival is the Chestnut Hill Annual Christmas Festival. It's very important to the town. Aunt Helen was very involved with this. She was very popular. Everybody loved Aunt Helen, and they kept on walking in saying, oh, you're Helen's niece. So they're sitting there chatting, and then this woman named Lara busts in the room, and she's this very hyper, type A, actressy looking sort of a woman, right? And we immediately can tell that nosy mailman David likes drama queen Lara. So Jen goes to Brian's office, and when she gets to his office, he's not in the office practicing law. He's in the garage building a Santa Claus looking sleigh, right? So, of course, he gives Jen one of his business cards or something, and Jen like shades it because she says it looks very amateur. And even though she's shading his business card, he gives her one of those Lifetime Channel, Hallmark Channel sort of look that a guy who's being given shit by the woman that he's pretending to hate but he really doesn't hate has. He looks at her like that. So we see that he's starting to like her. So the nosy mailman shows up, gives Jen all of Helen's mail. There was a ton of mail. Then we see Jen. She's reading more of Aunt Helen's diary. We find out Aunt Helen and Eddie were pretty hot and heavy. Aunt Helen loved living there, loved the town. And so then we see Jen. She is talking to a realtor. And the reason why she's talking to the realtor is, of course, because she wants to sell the inn. But the feedback that she gets from the realtor is that the inn is kind of dated. So Jen's talking to her assistant. By the way, Jen lives in San Francisco. I forgot to mention that. So Jen is talking to her assistant back in San Francisco, right? And the assistant is like, well, Jen, why don't you fix it up and why don't you stage it? And that way, you know, you could take pictures of it, send it to these realtors, they'll snap this in up quickly. So we then see Jen's sleeping. She's wearing a fabulous pair of pajamas, by the way. And Jen is sleeping, and we hear like a knock, knock, knock at the door. Jen goes down. She answers the door. There are these two old people, a man and a woman. They're standing there, and they're waiting to check into this inn. And Jen has to break the news. Oh, sorry, guys. Aunt Helen is dead. And we find out the couple, Ruth and Henry, are from out of town, but they come in every year for the Christmas festival, right? So Brian shows up, and Brian, like, starts shading Jen because Brian's like, oh, well, you know, Aunt Helen died, so there's no way that Jen's going to open up this inn for anyone. And Jen, in order to throw shade back at him, says, oh, yeah, well, you know what, you two old people, you come on in, and we're going to set up a room for you. So the old people come in, then we get to the kickoff of the festival party, where Jen is placed in charge of the gingerbread making booth, right? So people are there mobbing the table, the gingerbread table. This little girl is, you know, making, Jen looks at her and says, are you making a gingerbread man? And she says, oh no, I'm making a gingerbread woman, right? And so she had like this pink frosting because she was going to make the gingerbread woman a dress. And so Jen tries to open it. She tries to open the bottle. She can't open the bottle. Brian is there throwing shade, going, oh, ha, ha, give me that bottle, little lady. I'll show you how it's done. But he couldn't open the bottle either. And he finally, like, after toying with it, gets it open, but the pink icing spills all over Jen. And so Jen throws food back at him, and Jen and Brian are having a food fight, right? They're having a food fight. They're laughing. They're getting a little flirtatious with each other. Then the next scene is we have the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And there is an announcement about Helen that, Aunt Helen is dead, but she loved this festival and we will remember her. And here's her niece, Jen, right? So Jen kicks off the festival. You know, Aunt Helen's a local celebrity at this point. And Lara walks up to Jen to find out how she's doing, and Jen blurts out that she thinks Brian is cute. And Lana. Oops. So Lana is saying, you know, I could tell, Jen, you don't have the Christmas spirit. And Jen is like, well, what do you mean I don't have the Christmas spirit? And Lana's like, you know what? I've been dealing with Christmas for a long time, and I can tell when someone is just not into Christmas. And Jen's like, oops, guilty. Then she gets a text, right? And there's someone who's interested in buying the inn. So then we see Jen, she's talking to the nosy mailman, and he tells her, you know what, Aunt Helen always had an open house every year, and it was the hit of the festival, and it's a tradition at this point. And so then we find out, as we found out before, the mailman is still pining after Lana, and we find out he has been pining after Lana for 5 years. And so Jen gives the mailman a pep talk, you know, she's like, you're cute, you're friendly, get it together, and ask her out. Get it together. So then the festival is still going, you know, a couple of days pass by. Then we get to this game called the Candy Cane Toss. And Jen and Brian make this bet. And the bet is if Jen wins the Candy Cane Toss, then Brian would have to help her decorate the inn. And if Brian won the candy cane toss, Jen would have to paint his sleigh. Well, candy cane toss happened. It was a tie. So they both had to help each other. So, they are painting the sleigh, right? They're painting his sleigh, and Jen is painting the sleigh, and Brian gets behind her, like on Ghost, to teach her how to paint. And Jen is actually getting really into this. But then his mom, Brian's mom, Molly, busted and basically cock blocks the entire thing, right? So then we have a decorating montage. And then Brian is, you know, we see a Christmas decorating montage. Jen is having a good time. Brian is having a good time. And we see Jen like starting to soften up to him. And Brian says, oh, Jen, I see that you're starting to enjoy Christmas more than you let on. And Jen is like, oh, no, it's not that I hate Christmas. It's just that I'm busy. So I'm busy and I love work. Work, 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 work. So Jen has the open house. It's popular. Jen starts taking pictures of the inn. She sends the pictures to the buyer, reads more of Aunt Helen's diary. She calls Jack Hay, her mom, to see how Jack Hay is doing. And she's also confused on whether she should sell the inn or not, because she's starting to soften. She's starting to like this little town. She's starting to like Brian. So she's starting to get a little confused. Right. So then Brian comes over, picks her up, says, I got a surprise for you. And Brian pulls a G move. Brian takes her to see the Northern Lights. And I was impressed because Brian had good moves and it worked. Jen is having fun. Jen says this is one of the best times she's ever had. Brian tells Jen, you know what? You're always so focused on work. You need to start trying to find happiness in the little things in life, right? So then Jen goes home. She starts drawing because that's something that she always wanted to do until she went into advertising. Jen starts drawing. She, as she's drawing, she gets a call from this big hotel chain called the Nixon Hotels, and she gets a cash offer for the inn. And Jen is having second thoughts, but so she's like, you know what, let me think about it, I'll call you back tomorrow. So Brian likes her, and he tells his mom, she's, you know, Jen, I like Jen, but she's a big city girl with big city dreams, and I'm just a small town guy. And Jen's and Molly, Brian's mom, is like, you know what? You need to get over it because she's cute. You're cute. You like each other. Go for it. So then Jen gets a call from her boss, right? And the boss says, oh, Jen, I'm just giving you a call to let you know you are getting a promotion. And the reason you're getting a promotion, and Jen was like, well, I thought Karen, bitchy Karen, that bitch, was getting the promotion. And the boss is like, no, Jen, you got the promotion because you have heart. Oh, and by the way, Jen, since you're getting this promotion, I need your ass back in San Francisco tomorrow. So we then see the mailman. The mailman makes his move on Lana. You know, you want to go out with me? Lana says yes. We see Jen, she gives Brian a gift, he opens the gift, and it's a drawing that Jen made of Brian looking at the Northern Lights, and it's actually a really good drawing. And Brian's like, Jen, this drawing is really good, he loves it. And so Jen then says, you know what, Brian, you know, I've had a great time, I've enjoyed meeting you, but I gotta get back to San Francisco because I'm getting a promotion, I gotta go. So Brian drives Jen to the airport. They stare longingly at each other. She flies away, goes back to the office in San Francisco. She runs into Karen the bitch, and Karen the bitch is like, well, I'm leaving the company, and that's why you got the promotion, because if I was staying, you would not have been promoted. Then we see Brian. He's moping. He's sad. He's in Molly's talking to his mom. And then we see Jen. She's meeting this hotel guy. Well, or she's talking to this hotel guy. They set up a meeting. Then we cut back to Brian moping in the restaurant. Brian's mom encourages him and says, you know what? If you really love her, you need to get your ass to San Francisco right now and tell her. And so we then see Jenna. She's meeting with the hotel guy. They're having a meeting. The hotel guy says he wants to basically tear the inn down. Then we see Brian, all of a sudden, he's getting out of a taxi in San Francisco. No luggage, no nothing. Just the clothes on his back, right? He just hopped on a flight from Alaska and flew to San Francisco. So then he looks in the window. He sees Jen, and she's having dinner with the realtor, and they have wine. He thinks they're on a date, but what he doesn't realize is that Jen and the realtor are fighting, and Jen is telling the realtor to take his tear down of the place and shove it up his ass because she's not letting him tear this down. So then Brian walks into the restaurant, and he says, oh, I'm sorry, I've interrupted your date. Jen says, this is not a date. As a matter of fact, get the hell out. And the realtor gets the hell out. And Brian says, Jen, you know what? I love you so much. I'm willing to sacrifice everything and move down to San Francisco. And Jen says, oh, no, you don't have to do that because I've decided my life is in Alaska. So I'm giving up anything, everything. And I'm moving to Alaska. I'm going to run the inn and I'm going to start an ad agency while I'm up there. Right, I have goals, so I can go to Alaska and work, 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 work. So then Jen goes to the Christmas party where they were going to announce, where her boss was going to announce that she was getting promoted. But then Jen goes to the Christmas party, turns down a promotion, looks at Bitchy Karen and says, Bitchy Karen, you can have this. You can take it. Take the job. I'm moving to Alaska. And Jen goes back to Alaska. And when she gets back to Alaska, we see Jack Hay and Tim Reed. They showed up to surprise her to visit her. So we're at the inn. It's Christmas. Everyone's there. Jack Hay, Tim Reed, Aaron Gray, Molly, all the family. And then we see Brian and Jen, and they go under some mistletoe and they kiss and the movie's over. The end. And I made it through the first Secret Santa episode. So that's it. Anywho, if you want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us on Facebook at A Lifetime of Hallmark. And like I've always said, we are always open to suggestions. So if you have a Hallmark movie or a Lifetime movie that you'd like us to watch, feel free to send it to us. Once again, if you're interested in watching this movie, the movie was called My Christmas Inn on the Lifetime channel. And we actually, John's my husband. I meant to say Kurt, Jason, and I will be back with a regular episode. We're going to be talking about the movie Christmas Everlasting, starring Patti LaBelle. So keep your ears peeled for that. Hope you enjoyed this little bonus Secret Santa episode, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye.